Welcome to the Daily News Summary for Friday, October 2nd, 2020. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. Thank you for joining me. I just finished an interview with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, which is just one of the best interviews that I've done all year. It was truly amazing, information-packed. Look for that to be released next week in multiple parts. We're going to chop that up into a three-part interview. For today, we've released a bombshell interview with Dr. Carrie Madej, who is the one warning about transhumanism through coronavirus vaccines, nanotechnology that alters your DNA, biometric surveillance of your whole body, government control through vaccines. I mean, crazy stuff. Again, it's Dr. Carrie Madej. And that interview's up on Brighttown.com, Health Ranger channel, or HR Report is the channel there. If you want to search for her name, her last name, Madej, is actually spelled M-A-D-E-J. Like Madej, but she pronounces it Madej. In any case, you got to see that one. And also, I've posted a preview of the Gen 6 conference that's coming up called Final Warning, Brace for Impact. And I'm doing a presentation in that. It's a live streaming event that's coming up in a little over 2 weeks. A bunch of top guests and speakers and influencers and so on who all have their final warning messages for humanity. I'm part of it. There is some kind of a fee for streaming that event. It's put on by Steve Quayle at gen6.com. So you can see the preview of my video today at brighttown.com, or just go to gen6.com to sign up for that. It's going to be worth your time. Now, today's format for the Daily Summary is going to be a little bit different, and I'm rushed for time as well, so I'm going to make this even shorter than usual. But President Trump, of course, and the First Lady tested positive for COVID-19 last night. Both Sherry Tenpenny and I agree that this is meaningless to say that they tested positive when you can't trust the test and there are so many false positives and there's not viral specificity in these tests. You know, to even say that you test positive when you have no symptoms, it's absurd. Now, the media is reporting that Trump has, quote, mild symptoms, but that's kind of wishy-washy. You're not really sick with something until you've got major symptoms. And Trump doesn't have major symptoms. So just carrying around a virus doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean you're sick. We carry viruses all the time that don't make us sick. So the media is going insane over this development. The leftists think this is a conspiracy theory, that Trump is faking it for some reason. And then earlier today, the Pentagon launched these doomsday mission control airplanes that control, you know, the nuclear arsenal. They're flying around all over America now, East Coast and West Coast. And I'm thinking, what the heck is going on here? And another theory is that Trump faked this so that he could go into an actual bunker because like World War is about to break out, or he's about to unleash the military against the deep state or whatever. Look, I don't think that that's what's happening, but those theories are being circulated out there. So I don't think we're going to get into those scenarios until after the election. But who knows? This is 2020, so every crazy thing is possible. But stay tuned. Follow me on brighttown.social for the latest updates in real time. As news is breaking, I'll be up probably pretty late this evening as well with updates. All right, getting to today's stories on naturalnews.com. We've got a story about election thieves have stolen hardware that's used to program voting machines in Philadelphia, because this is a key part of how the Democrats plan to rig the election. They're going to cheat. They're going to reprogram the voting machines. Another story says that COVID-19 vaccines are causing extreme side effects in trial participants during the clinical trials. This is similar to the story we covered yesterday, but just a different take, different author on this one. But talking about the shortness of breath, the cracked teeth, the pounding headaches, the pain in the injection sites, and so on. This is what people are experiencing. And these are healthy people. These are not immunocompromised people. These are healthy people that are chosen for the clinical trials. Another story warns about the Transition Integrity Project and how it's a deep state coup attempt to try to depose President Trump. And so it all depends on causing mass chaos after the election to throw the outcome of the election into doubt. And this is why the Civil War begins essentially November 4th. So that's about 30 days away. I know, it's almost here. And we've got to be ready, because they, the deep state, they are going to try to destroy America just to take out Trump. And they want to turn this into a communist, you know, authoritarian, tyrannical regime. And they have a plan to do it. Will they succeed? Let's hope not. But you need to stay informed about this, because there are some things coming down the line here that you have never seen in your lifetime. None of us have. All right, Trump holds China accountable for the coronavirus pandemic at the UN summit. So Trump knows that China built this biological weapon, and he's directly blaming them for it. And the reason I mention this is because from a few weeks ago, I talked about how Trump has the legal right to respond to China's biological weapons attack by launching nuclear weapons against China. Now, I'm not saying he's going to do that. I'm not saying that I even agree with doing that. But because China attacked the United States first, Trump absolutely has the legal right under international engagement rules. He can launch nuclear weapons against China because China launched a weapon of mass destruction that has caused now trillions of dollars of damage to the United States and has killed, according to official statistics, over 200,000 Americans, which, by the way, is four times more than the number of Americans that were killed in the Vietnam War, roughly. So, yes, Trump has a right to respond. And then the fact that they're launching the nuclear mission control airplanes today and that Trump is going into basically a quarantine, you know, you can start connecting the dots pretty quickly on this. We'll see what happens. Okay, the FBI refused to investigate the ballots for cash scheme in Minneapolis involving Ilhan Omar, so Project Veritas did the job for them. What's interesting about this Project Veritas video that's been released is that the FBI refused to do the investigation. So here we have a nonprofit with James O'Keefe actually doing the job of the FBI and exposing the election fraud of Ilhan Omar, who is a treasonous criminal who should be arrested and removed from power. All right, next story. America's true national debt is $135 trillion, not the $27 trillion that we're being told. This is huge, because in truth, America owes $135 trillion. That means we're way past the point of ever being able to pay this back. The end of the financial system is coming. We just don't know when exactly it's going to hit. But at some point, America can't just keep printing fake fiat currency. If there were ever a time to buy gold and silver, you know, think about it right now. Silver is even at a fantastic price at the moment, by the way. And if you want the recommendation, my sponsor on that, I didn't mean to plug it, but since it came up, metalswithmike.com is a company that has sponsored me in the past, and they offer very honest service and good pricing and so on. So check out the current prices at metalswithmike.com if you're interested. I'm going to buy some more silver personally because the price has kind of settled down over the last couple of weeks. Mark Zuckerberg is being sued for meddling in the 2020 election. And yes, all these tech giant CEOs, they should be arrested and prosecuted, you know, charged with election fraud, with a conspiracy to defraud the United States of America. They should all be jailed for their malicious, politically targeted censorship. And so I'm not sure that's ever going to happen, but it should be. Vitamin D deficiency is linked to a greater risk of diabetes-related early death. In other words, if you don't want to die from diabetes, you know, take more vitamin D and also stop eating donuts and ice cream and sugar and everything. Change your diet, have some vitamin D, do some exercise. Most people can reverse type 2 diabetes. We've got another article on naturalnews.com, worst case scenario, how to help your family survive when SHTF. And also another story about 150 human rights groups that are rallying to oppose Chinese Communist Party's ruling, because the greatest threat to humanity right now is Communist China, and the greatest threat to human freedom in North America is the United States media, the fake news media, who are in league with Communist China. And by the way, a lot of lawmakers in Congress are also in league with Communist China, as are certain mayors and certain governors, i.e. Newsom and Brown, and others, Cuomo, and so on. Communist China is the greatest overall danger to our world. And this is why Communist China must be defeated, dismantled, and stripped of power. And there is a plan in place to do that. But first, Trump's got to win the election, destroy the Democrat Party, which is part of the plan as well, take America back, enforce the rule of law, abide by the Constitution, maintain a strong economy, I mean, grow our economy, and then we might be able to defend ourselves against Communist China. So that's what's got to happen. Trump is the man to do it. Prepare to vote for Trump and prepare to defend your nation. It's going to be necessary. So thank you for listening. That's the update for today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Be sure to follow my account at brighteon.social for more frequent updates and intelligence tips and so on, memes, usually late at night when things get a little crazier. But check all that out at brighteon.social, and thank you for listening today.